take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle and take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle and take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle.
Urban Media Today Talks Sports, Trevin A. Jones with Ray Porter Jr. and Aubrey Bruce. Saturday morning, of course, let me remind you before the day is over, you'll get a replay of this show this evening at 6 o'clock. This is the 8 a.m. version. We're up early in the morning trying to get it all in. We've been talking football, but real quick, we're going to go over to baseball because this is the – oh, wait a minute. The All-Star game is coming up.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow. You got NFL training camp. You got the All-Star game coming up for Major League Baseball. So got to get some of that in there. And, Aubrey, I'm going to start with you when it comes to the baseball. Who's your team and who's impressing you this year?
Yankees are impressing me as always. Mm-hmm. And even the Brewers from the National League Central Division, mm-hmm. with the Pirates. But the thing about it is they're impressing me in a year that's sort of a down year, especially in the National League.
Okay.
National League, they don't have the pitching stats that the American League has. They don't have the offensive stats. You know, it just seems like they're cruising along. Mm-hmm. And especially the home team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, have seen that they've semi-climbing into the semi-field position for a minute. they're basically trying. They're fighting the win, but I think everyone, I'm not going to say hurdle because I've always admired Clint as a manager. But he can only do so much from a fiscal perspective when his hands are tied. And they're chopping your foundation from under you. So the teams I'm looking at right now really are Houston and the Yankees. Okay. You know, that really look tough. I mean, Houston has Verlander and Gerrit Cole.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Unbelievable.
In terms of two starting pitchers. They're almost at the top of every pitching statistic, period. Not only for the American League, mm-hmm. but period. So I don't see anybody in the National League that can really come. I mean, obviously there has to be a World Series represented from the National League. But I don't see anybody beating the Yankees, Houston, or maybe even the Boston Red Sox.
That's interesting. Now, Ray, I know you made a comment about Houston, and you talked about their pitching staff. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, what a response after winning the World Series. And they pretty much built their pitching staff. I mean, for them to grab Justin Verlander at the trade deadline last season. And I don't know why I thought he was moving on. No, I guess he's not too old. He's not ready to retire yet.
Talking about Verlander?
Yeah. And then they just did the $6 million man on Charlie Morton. They fixed him.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Winning can make you a better pitcher.
Absolutely. And look at that environment, though. Again, it's just a blessing when you know you're in that environment where a team's committed to win. And I think that they will be the challenge in the American League. But you still have to watch out for the Yankees, who I still will preach this message that they're a pitcher away. Although they do have some good pitchers on the team, but just get that veteran, because Boston is the cream of the crop.
No doubt.
I mean, they are doing well, so it's going to be interesting to see how that pairs out. And of course, you have Cleveland, who in my opinion already has the division. Mm-hmm. No way Minnesota's going to catch them. Absolutely not. Not at all. So I see that happening. And then how about the National League? I mean, Atlanta and Philly. Look at them back up contending again.
Well, you know what? Let me take you guys back for a second. Let's go back to the Houston Astros.
Sure.
Altuve was great in the All-Star game last year.
That he was.
He's going to back to the All-Star game this year. Houston Astros. Then you got Bregman. You got Springer, who's coming back to the All-Star game this year.
Yeah.
And then you got Verlander, who you guys were just talking about. So that's four players already that we know coming from the Houston Astros. I didn't say New York Yankees. I said Houston Astros. So I think that the Astros are going to be somebody to, when it comes to October, you know, World Series time, you might be able to see them back in there.
But again, they were smart because they got Verlander in terms of from a leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. You need someone to motivate your young pitchers when you're a great pitcher.
Okay.
So just being around him through osmosis, his work ethic, his work habits,
absolutely,
his discipline is going to rub off on Gerrit Cole. It's going to rub off on all the other young pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
So subsequently, it's going to make them a better pitching staff. He may not get a zillion wins like he did was in Detroit, but the thing about him, he's basically going to bring some motivation, and he's going to bring some courage and also just bring some swag to that young pitching staff.
So let me ask you guys this, and this is just for kicks. The All-Star game is going to be, is it going to be Monday? Is it Monday night?
It's on Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday, we okay, check Tuesday. That to be but sure. The home run derby is going to be Monday night.
Right.
So in the home run derby, you got Jesus Aguilar against Rhys Hoskins. You got Alex Bregman, against Kyle Schwarber. And you got Bryce Harper against Freddie Freeman and Max Muncy against Javier Baez. Are you guys interested?
No.
I mean, I do put an eye on it, though. I do put an eye on it when it's on because it's, you know, I wanted to see Aaron Judge last year because he
but
just.
That's last year. Yeah. And Giancarlo Stanton.
And then the year before that.
Yeah.
It was Giancarlo Stanton. On. Right. So, you know, it doesn't seem like it has as much star power outside of Bryce Harper, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say Harper.
Yeah. You know. So it's going to be interesting to see who honestly could run away. It could be a lot of parity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really believe that. Yeah. Okay.
So, but it's not something that you just like, yeah, I want to see that.
I pay a little attention to it because I've listened to it on. It's funny listening to it on the radio. That defeats the purpose, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But
all you can do is hear the ball go.
And that's why yeah. Chris Berman, when he was there, he was good at that.
Okay.
See, people are tired of him now, but he was the man.
Okay.
And he knew how to really hype up something, especially a hit like that. When he go back, and all that stuff. So,
right.
It'll be interesting. It's going to be a new winner, that's for sure.
It's going to be a new winner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we look.
Obviously, right.
Yeah, when I'm looking at the names, like, yeah, okay. Okay, so now let me ask you guys this. I am still New York Yankees. I said it, December 31st?
I agree. I agree.
And that was my prediction, too. So, I mean,
so all three of us are saying Yankees. Vince is not here. He's the Cleveland Indians guy.
Right.
And I think the big guy, when we did our predictions for this year at the beginning of the year, because actually we did all of our predictions for all the sports at the beginning of the year,
right.
At the end of December. So I think he picked the Yankees too. I have to wait for him to get back and he can tell me. He can correct me. But I like that battle that's going on between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a throwback battle.
It's classic,
that's
man.
Like
classic.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
And I love the Yankees because if you've ever covered a game at Yankee Stadium, the thing is, it's like they give you lobster tail stuff with crab meat.
Oh, is
for
that
the media,
so?
It's just a classy thing. They have this air. This vanity, this arrogance, this swag,
right.
And that transfers through to the players.
Okay.
And it's really intense to cover a game. So to me, even though the New York thing, everybody, I don't make much of that because I'm in Pittsburgh now.
All right.
But the thing is, you have to create that swag. You have to create that swag that the Pirates had from 1971 to 1979.
That's for sure.
They're beating everybody. They're winning division titles. They had a swag. You see Willie Stalter with a cigar and some Grand Marnier. The swag is gone now. But I think the Yankees have that swag back.
I love it, man.
Okay.
I want them to make that move, though. I just want them to. I just want Yankees to make that one staple move, saying we about to run all over y'all, and we are the Yankees, so we're going to make a trade. Just like, you know who they're looking at, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at the dude from Baltimore, Manny Machado.
And he said he's not going to switch. He said he's not going to switch positions.
Oh, I
see. Like, wherever he goes. He wants to play that. I don't think he's going to switch to third base or shortstop. But he plays between the two.
They'll make room for him.
And he said he doesn't want to switch positions. So that's going to be interesting.
And
so the All-Star game is going to be Tuesday. You're right. The 89th Midsummer Classic is going to be Tuesday night. In the nation's capital, in D.C.
That's going to be good.
I think that's going to be good.
But can I ask this, though? Just one little small tidbit.
Go ahead.
What in the world happened to the Baltimore Orioles?
Oh, the Washington Nationals started picking up.
And
then you got players like Manny Machado, who's leaving, who looks like he's trying to leave.
Gone, man.
Yeah, it's like, okay, when you're losing good players, how do you keep it going?
Unbelievable. They're almost 40 games back.
Has anyone ever just looked at when was the last time Baltimore was in the World Series?
So 83, right?
Was it
83? Mm-hmm.
Sure. So they're like almost at the Cleveland now for the American League. In a sense, like saying, well, we don't care. We got people. We have a beautiful ballpark.
Beautiful.
We got people coming in.
They set the standard, man.
Canyon period, and they're looking at the game, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember I drove down to Camden Yards one time when I was younger and just sat there and just looked at it. Like, wow.
Yeah, Camden Yards is nice.
Oof.
I mean, that whole complex right there by the harbor.
It is.
They built that up in Baltimore.
They
so
certainly did.
I love it down there.
I love the crab cakes.
Too.
Yeah, well, everybody loves the crab
cakes. I love the crab legs. Phillips, baby. Phillips.
No doubt.
That's what everybody says. But, yeah, I mean, I get it. So it sounds like we're a bunch of eaters here at the round table. Right.
Nah, I know I am.
Yeah, I don't like food. I'm just playing. I'd be lying.
Lightning McDonald's would be good for me right now. I'm so hungry.
I got it. All right, so that wraps up baseball. We had and something we haven't really talked about. We'll have to start talking about that more, you know, as we get towards the end of the summer, get towards the fall. I'm talking about baseball. Real quick, before we get out though, NBA, basketball, mm-hmm. summer league. Go ahead. Aubrey.
But boss, I have to say this before I die. I want to die if I don't say it. So the thing about it is, look, I read the article about LeBron James' posse making him a billionaire.
Right.
And everybody's so like up in arms. Oh, the guy went to Harvard. Marcus went to Harvard, mm-hmm. and they studied their case. Why would you give Harvard your secret? If you made him a billionaire, you don't give it away.
Right.
That's the academicians from Merrill Lynch. They're so bad. If they were so smart, why do they need your money to be successful?
Right.
You know, why don't they get people with a couple of welfare checks, EBT cards, invest that, mm-hmm. make that come back.
Right.
LeBron James was blessed because God put him in that thing with his friends, people who cared about him.
And he has some smart brothers around him.
And cared about
he really do.
His investments.
Mm-hmm. I yep. do agree.
And they were saying in 2005, 2006, it's stupid. He fired his agent. Right. It's dumb. He's going to go down.
Right.
Well, these brothers just got him a $1 billion contract. So just, I mean, it's not basketball. I'm not talking about them dribbling, throwing them threes. I'm talking about the real threes.
He's making it rain. The real, for real,
it's
rain.
It's raining money. That's what it's doing.
And the color of rain is green.
That's, no doubt. You got that right.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. And then with him moving to the Lakers, I think it's an awesome move.
I think so too.
Him and Magic could go ahead and combine and make some things happen. And in the summer league right now, I did want to say DeAndre Ayton. Is looking like he's a standout. He was the number one overall pick,
wow.
and he's doing his thing in the summer league. Wanted to bring that up. They're saying there's no room in LA for Lonzo Ball's dad, LeVar, and LeBron.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I say. LeVar is going to be non-existent. You got LeBron James and Magic Johnson, and the organization is going to listen to LeBron.
LeVar, he just better make his circuit on ESPN and argue with Stephen A. Smith or something.
No,
he's done.
Lonzo better make sure he's on point when he comes back from this injury
so
he can stay on the Lakers squad because
right
he gets to play with LeBron right now.
My friend in New York told me that their father should have a vasectomy, right? Like, I mean, this is the most asinine guy I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He has great sons, great talent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just mismanaging them with his mouth, you know.
Yeah, I'm not give you that, but I'm not even going to go off on LeVar Ball, but I think that he's a genius in a sense because he marketed his three young men to the point that where everybody in the world, not just the country, everybody in the world knows who his three sons are.
Right?
Now, after that, what he's done, I ain't agreeing with everything, but hey, you know, he has marketed to the fact that we know who the Balls
are. But if he had those same sons in the 60s, it wouldn't be successful. He has social media.
Mm-hmm.
He has all this stuff to help him market them. Mm-hmm. If he had to get out there and pound the pavement and market those boys, it would be a different outcome. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
All right, so as we're wrapping it up, gentlemen, final comments?
Yeah, I also wanted to point out with the NBA Summer League, how about your boy, Trae Young?
Yeah, Trae, give him time. He's a shooter.
Yeah, 23
you know.
Points.
Yep, he's a shooter. Shooter, shoot. You know what I'm saying? And then the shooter's going to have an off night where you might go 0 for 52.
Oh, gosh.
But then there's going to be a couple nights after that where you're going to be on fire.
You're right, Doug. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's going to talk about the 0 for 52 until they start seeing you lighting it up. So,
right.
I mean, I got all the confidence in the world in Trae. I'm looking for Michael Porter Jr. to do something in Denver.
Wait, what'd you say? So, what's his last name?
Whatever. I'm looking for him to do something in Denver. Coming from the man who couldn't pick up a piece of paper on the floor talking about he's going to the NBA combine.
You know, I have to use wisdom. You know, I have to be ready for this stuff, man.
It's all good. Hey, Aubrey, go ahead. I'll give you the last word.
I just want to say that for me, watch out for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I'm not a homer, but I think they're going to get that cog in the secondary that they need. They're going to go.
I hope so.
All right. Okay, cool. So that's what we got a little bit more time left, Ray. I give it to you, Ray. You can have the last
more
word
time.
Since I pick on you.
Because I wanted to point one thing out in reference to the NFL. Hop or the Hall of Fame. They decided because Terrell Owens has made his decision, the NFL's like, okay, well, we're not going to honor you.
What?
And I, yes.
No,
so you know what? I say one thing, good. You don't mess up that opportunity, man.
What?
You just don't do it.
You earned it.
Yeah, he earned it, but he's not acting like he's acting like it.
Still earned it.
Still, though.
You're a Hall of Famer.
But you're giving somebody
give me his
this
gold
honor.
Jacket.
I mean, he's still going to get it.
They're making him wait that
I mean,
day.
I think FedEx will make some money that day, you know?
Whatever, man. I'm not feeling the NFL right now. And it stands for not for long anyway. Anyway, it's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce, Big Guy Alan Lincoln, and Vince Butts. We're here at the Evermedia Today Roundtable with you guys and our thoughts. I hope you enjoyed today's show. There's more of this next weekend. There's more of where this came from. It's Evermedia Today Talk Sports on Evermedia Today Radio.
Urban Media Today talks sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of game is being played? How's it doing there? I get up, all right?
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music, listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.